Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
You're now listening to The Bradshaw Boys, a podcast where three relatively grown men binge the iconic HBO series Sex and the City. So dust off those DVDs and grab yourself a white wine or even a Cosmopolitan and settle in. Take it away, boys.
Welcome to the Bradshaw Boys, a podcast where three guys are watching romantic comedy. I'm Corey Cavan.
My name's John Sieber.
It's two guys today.
Yep. See you later, Kevin.
See you, Kevin.
See you. Wouldn't want to be you. For those of you who are just listening and not watching, I'm trying out a new hat look today.
It's a really good hat. It's great.
I was in Texas over the weekend, and this like really cool guy walked by. And I was like, what is that hat? It's huge, wide brim hat. He told me how to get it, how to procure one. So I bought one up.
So it was the same hat.
Same exact hat.
I don't know. Okay. Also, if you're listening and not watching, it makes sense that it was Texas, because when I first saw you, I thought it was just like a straight up like Panama Jack straw hat, but it's in the shape of like a cowboy 10 gallon hat.
That's right.
Like on the sides and the top, it's got those indentions like a cowboy, like the cowboy hat emoji.
Yeah.
It's like a cartoon cowboy hat mixed with a beach hat, and it's got a big Quicksilver logo on it.
I was thinking for the summer, keep the sun off my shoulders.
It's great.
You know, I have a little bald spot in the top of my head. Keep that from getting sun.
Oh yeah.
Still got the tags on it. So, you know, cool.
It's like crisscross.
Yeah.
In the 90s. Yeah.
Everybody want to see me jump.
Dude, great hat. I don't have a hat on.
No.
I know what hat I'm going to get now though.
You want the link?
Yeah.
Dude, oh man.
I want the procuring link.
Our good friend Harlan, friend of the pod. He has the same hat.
Does he really?
We have the same hat. We have the same. I love matching with friends.
Yeah.
I'm actually thinking about buying the exact same car, make, model, and color as one of my friends too.
Really? Is it Harlan?
It's not. Harlan and I co-owned a car together. So we did have the same car.
That is true. Yeah.
In New York, you know, you got to co-own stuff.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah. I like the fact that you and him have the same matching jackets. It's great.
Same matching jackets, same matching hats now.
You have the same matching jackets. He bought you the jacket.
He did buy me the jacket. It was really nice. But him and I used to go to the gym. This is pre-COVID. We'd go to the gym every single day after work. And we bought matching outfits for every single day of the week. And so we'd wear matching weightlifting outfits. And people would be like, it would be like one of them has like a unicorn on it and it's like, it's fantastic. And people would be like, you know, I'm not a small guy. Harlan's a big beefy dude.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, what are you guys? We're the Brooklyn weightlifting team. BWLT.
Was that a body reserve?
Yeah.
The gym that used to be a bank.
Yeah. It was a body reserve. And then the gym near our office. So.
Got you. Wow.
But yeah, I love matching. If anyone out there wants to match with me, just you know, send me a picture of something that you're wearing. I'll scoop it up. I'll match.
You'll be like the Dan Clay of that person. Like
you can
just make an outfit to match that.
That's
person.
That's a good point. And I really like Dan Clay.
I love Dan Clay. Totally. Well, I'm excited because, okay, we're finishing my best friend's wedding today.
Which I wasn't here for the last one. And now Kevin's not here for the end.
I know. So I've been the constant through this one. The other thing that's crazy is that I don't think we've ever, maybe I'm wrong. Have we ever had just a me and you solo podcast?
No.
Like we've had a me and Kevin.
Yeah.
We've had a you and Kevin.
Yep.
But we've never had a me and you.
We need power. We need team names.
We do need team names. What needs to happen is I need to get that hat. And when you and I pod together,
how pissed would Kevin be if he watched the video and we were both just hat? We should go to Harlan's, borrow the hat, and then we can wear it for the next podcast that we do.
We should absolutely do that.
That'd be pretty fantastic.
Man, I will call him now. And could we Could we get like Uber Ship to deliver it for the second half after we go watch the end of my best friend's wedding? So well, we could just be wearing it.
I'll try.
All right, let's see if we could do that. Keep watching this video. Yeah, it's possible that I'll be wearing the same hat in the next part of this. I really hope that happens. Harlan's not too far away, so we can make it happen.
All right. So I was not here. I am up to date with the movie, but I'll let you, why don't you fill us in what happened last time?
So where we're at, and I can't wait to talk to you about some of this because, okay. So my best friend's wedding, great Robert's rom-com. It's a Robert's rom.
Yeah.
So basically where we were is we get into more Robert's hijinks, which we also realized this last time. Her character's name is Jules. Makes it really easy. Chock full of hijinks. So Jules pulls more hijinks where she's trying to break them up. And she, the biggest one is that she, calls her friend back home, and says like, I'm running out of tricks. And so she gets him to come and essentially like rescue her.
Yeah.
And then he's like, you got to tell this guy, you got to tell him that's what you came here for. And so she goes to tell Dermot Mulroney, I'm in love with you. But instead of telling him that, she then tells Dermot Mulroney that she's engaged to her friend who showed up, and her friend is gay in real life. And so then Dermot Mulroney is like very happy for them, but he's also confused. And finally he's like, I thought he was gay. And then they both are like, well, he likes to pretend to be gay. Dermot Mulroney was like, why? And then
fair question from
Dermot Mulroney, like, okay, that's a strange thing. And so then they, then there's a big sing-along, with her family that the friend initiates. And then finally the friend leaves and the friend says, look, tell him you love him. You came here to do that. Kiss him goodbye. Let him get on with his life.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like a sweet moment. And then Roberts and Mulroney, they go through, they try to have some like honest times. She can't get it out. You can tell he kind of wants to say something too.
Yeah.
And then she pulls the ultimate hijinks, whereas she breaks into, Cameron Diaz's dad's office, forges an email from her dad to Dermot Mulroney's company to say to fire him because the bride wants him to get fired from his job. And then she doesn't send it, but she puts it in the drafts. And then the dad unknowingly sends it. So the part we left off at is Dermot Mulroney has just been contacted by his job saying, hey, your bride-to-be is trying to get you fired.
Yeah, no longer welcome in the sports magazine.
Yeah,
Sport
magazine offices.
Be a good sport.
Be a good sport.
Grab your cardboard box.
Because you're out.
You're out of here, sport.
You're out of here, sport. So he's like, this is what I'm married into, sport. So that's where we're at. So Julia Roberts is, you know, sad because she's ruining everything.
Yeah. Man.
Yeah. Have you ever been to a wedding with that much drama before?
That's a great question. Have I been to a wedding with like a ton of drama?
Like your wedding didn't have any drama.
Well, my wedding had there was an accidental frat fight that got started. Were you there?
Was that the night before?
That was the night
two nights before.
Where Harlan, friend of the pod, accidentally started a rival frat war between two frat houses, and a guy got kicked in the head, and he was like bleeding out of his ears. And I was like, I was pretty toasted. And I was like, come on, buddy, you got to get up. And I was like slapping his bare tummy. And then they're like, you should probably get out of here.
This is the night before your wedding?
I was trying to save some poor guy who got kicked in the skull.
Dude, I don't remember
that. All the police came. The like ambulance came. I was luckily back in the room cracking some dominoes. And like Katie was getting her makeup done the night before the day of the wedding. And the makeup artist was like, did you hear about the drama from last night? And Katie was like, nah, let's just leave it be.
Not
even talk about it.
I don't
even need to know about it.
So she didn't know about it. She knew something happened, but she just didn't want to know what it was.
And then she found out later.
That's a fair point to just be like, I'm going to find out. How about timing? Not right now. I'm about to get married.
It was like, it was some drama, not directly to do with the wedding party. But I think like Harlan like knocked on one frat house and he was like clearly not frat boy age at this time.
Wait, so he went to a frat house?
Yeah, and he was like, hey, can I like get a cigarette or something like that? And they're like, no. And so he like went to the rivals and was like, hey, I'm just in town. Can I like bum a cigarette? And they're like, did that other frat send you? And then it was like, it was just like straight rumble in the street.
Dude.
Yeah.
And that's amazing.
Yeah.
Man, I
think Harlan and our buddy Dylan like just like left and just like kind of watched these two frat houses just like beat the shit out of each other in the middle of the road. And yeah, the guy got kicked steel toe boot to the like the skull.
Man.
Yeah, who knows what happened to that guy? If you're a listener, sign up for our Patreon.
Sign up for our Patreon.
Hopefully everything turned out all right for you.
Yeah. Yeah. If you want to hear more rom-coms and even more stories of things like that happening about our friend Harlan, you know, getting people starting fights where people get beat up and kicked in the head, sign up for the Patreon. We talk about stuff like that.
Come on. But yeah, have you ever been to a wedding with like a ton of drama?
I'm trying to think. There was a wedding in college that I didn't go to. I went to, it was a family with a couple kids, and I went to the older brother's wedding. When it came time for the younger brother's wedding, I wasn't there. I'd already graduated and left, but it was canceled day of. Everyone showed up to the church and someone said the wedding's not happening.
Yeah. That's some drama.
Some real drama.
Something like that's going to happen in the end of this.
That might happen in the
program.
Totally. Yeah. So that was I wasn't at that one. Everyone that I was friends with was at that one.
Yeah.
So yeah. But I think other than that, I've had pretty drama-free wedding experiences.
There was one that I went to a couple of years back, friend from high school. And then I knew her ex-boyfriend from high school.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like a little bit on edge. And we were all worried he was going to show up and make like a huge scene.
Oh, wow.
And so like we jokingly like did a shot with like the bartender before the wedding started. And we're like, we're going to be on the news tomorrow because something's about to go down. Like, wish us luck. This will be the last time you see us. And then we were at the wedding and the friends that we didn't know from California were like, are you worried that like the ex-boyfriend's going to show up and like start some shit? And we're like, you think that too?
Oh, gosh.
And so like, we were super on edge to the point that like after the wedding ended, my friend stood up and was like, we made it alive.
Oh, my gosh.
So there was that.
Yeah. Other than the normal hijinks of like, someone getting a little too hammered. Like I've been at one before where father of the bride got a little too hammered.
Oh yeah.
And got up and made a speech that was like kind of too revealing and talked about, you know, how funny. So it was like a comedian wedding.
Yeah.
And it just talked about how funny his new daughter-in-law was. And then he kind of was just that. Got really laid into stuff and tried to make some jokes. And it was just like, man, this dude's a real hammer, but it didn't embarrass a lot of people. Like it was fine.
Yeah. Well, let's finish the app.
Yeah. Let's finish the game. My best friend's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Later, taters.
Later, taters.
My best friend's wedding, directed by PJ Hogan. Childhood friends, Julianne Potter, played by Julia Roberts, and Michael O'Neill, played by Dermot Mulroney, had a deal to marry each other if they were still single by age 28. Now, 4 days before her 28th birthday, O'Neill announces he's marrying a gorgeous 20-year-old named Kimberly, played by Cameron Diaz. Realizing she's actually in love with him, Julianne vows to stop the wedding at all costs. However, when she is appointed maid of honor, things get even more complex. And now, back to the boys.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And we're back.
Yo!
I got a hat. It's not your.
I know. I'm super upset about that.
I am too. We couldn't get the straw hat, so I just put on another hat.
We're done. Done with my best friend's wedding.
Hey.
Got
time to go to the after party because my best friend's wedding is over. Yeah.
Maybe we should rate these movies like right after finishing them rather than, or do you want to talk about them then? I'll tell you why I ask.
Yeah.
Because right now I'm pretty sour on that movie.
Yeah. You uttered something I think before the movie was even over.
I just, man, I don't know. I need to think about that.
You weren't a fan. All right. Well, then let's do this.
Okay.
Do you want me to give the summary? Do you want you to give the summary?
I can take a stab at it.
Okay.
Take a stab.
Maybe that'll help you process it.
There wasn't too many scenes after the last third of the movie kind of was all one big scene.
Yeah, that's true.
We had a magical Giamatti.
He showed up in the hallway as a bellhop.
Yeah, magical bellhop.
Yep, magical bellhop. Said everything's going to work out.
Yeah, young Giamatti. Quoting grandma.
Such a good actor.
This too shall pass.
Yep.
Give me a puff of that Marlboro Red.
Yep.
On your way, coyote. Magical Giamatti. She then has a little conversation with Dermot McRooney. Mm-hmm. And she's like, what's going on?
McSteamy
is like, Cameron Diaz is like, we're going to call off the wedding, but she hasn't told her family yet. So mm-hmm. I guess there's like some sort of brunch going on. We show up at the next scene is at the family get together at the house. All the relatives are there. We have the grandmas wearing the sundresses and the hats. We got the little brother blowing up balloons out front. Everyone's getting ready. French bread is getting delivered.
Crazy giant brunch.
Giant wedding.
Giant wedding.
Julie Roberts is like, goes to talks to Cameron Diaz, and Cameron Diaz is like, I really want this to still work. She's like brokering the discussion between McStormy.
Like across the yard, going between McSquirmy.
Yeah.
And
she's like Diaz. in the kitchen, and then she's like on the tennis court.
Yep.
And then she's like, you know, I think they were just trying to get their money's worth out of renting that large estate.
Yeah, that's probably true. They're like, we paid one location fee. Yeah. We really got to use this all
big ass
stuff.
Estate in North Chicago. Let's just go everywhere. She then finally musters up the courage and she tells Dermot McStoney that what's his name? I forgot his name.
Let's just keep coming up with names for him.
Okay. Dingle McDromby.
Dimrod McSwizzle.
She's like, yo, I actually love you. And I want you. And then they smooch.
Yeah. Or she smooches him.
She smooches him.
Although there was they cut to another angle and it looks like they're both smooching, but then they cut back and it looks like he's been smooched.
Yeah. No, she is clearly smooching him.
Right.
And Cameron Diaz sees it
mm-hmm.
and she takes off.
Just runs.
Like bolts out.
Jackie Joyner Kersee. Just run, just sprinting.
Just bring an Usain Bolt. Just flying.
Just
he's Apollo Anton Onoing after her.
Yep, that's right. Totally.
And Julia Roberts is what's another fast? I was riding my bike in the park the other day. I was going down a hill, probably like 32, 34 miles per hour.
Oh, jeez.
I got passed by a guy on skates.
On like roller skates?
Like
rollerblades?
He was practicing to be in the Winter Olympics because he flew by me.
Jeez.
That's what Julia Roberts was doing, chasing.
Yeah.
Three-way chase. We got a car chase. We go down to the train station. And
is there a main train station in Chicago?
Yeah, yeah.
Union Station or something like that?
It's slipping my mind. Yeah.
Chicago Dog Station.
Chicago.
Yeah.
Deep Dish Pizza Station.
Yep. Yeah. Lasagna Pizza Station.
Lasagna.
Totally.
Italian Beef Station.
Yep. Harry Carey's Train Depot.
Hot Peppers Dipped. Yeah. Harry Carey's. Dude, I love Harry Carey.
Yeah, dude.
Well, probably not a lot of listeners know about Harry Carey.
Do yourself a favor.
Watch Will Ferrell do a Harry
Carey. That was it. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
But that's literally how Harry Carey would talk.
Yeah, it's if you watch the Will Ferrell one, then just go look up an interview with Harry Carey. Total. Okay, so then she finds it. Then they're at the station.
And
he's chasing Diaz.
Yeah.
she's chasing.
Yeah.
She's chasing Dick Lick McChingle.
Dude, funny you bring up dick licking during this scene.
Oh, that's right. During the scene.
During the scene, one of her sisters dick licks the statue, the ice statue of David.
Yep, gets her tongue stuck to
I would definitely, if there was an ice statue of David at a wedding. By the way, this was like, why do they have an ice statue out like 7 hours before the wedding starts?
Totally. Just because they needed it at their $400,000 brunch.
Get out of here.
I think. Yeah, totally. Get out of here.
I'd love the dick lick statue, David.
Yeah.
I'd be honored.
Totally. That's when you have to turn into an ice luge. So when you pour a shot in its mouth and it comes out there. Very disrespectful to art, to the Bible.
I feel like Michelangelo would have been down with that.
I think Michelangelo, I bet he'd love to party.
Dude, you think it's disrespectful? Bring it up with Bathsheba.
There you go.
Yeah.
She was into it.
She was
read the Old Testament.
Yeah. So she eventually talks to Dongle McChongle and he's like, yo, I actually love Cameron Diaz. Mm-hmm. When I was working at Sport Magazine, this is where I proposed to her. So then Julia Roberts is like, fine, I lost. Good game, and good game to you.
Yep.
She goes to Kaminsky Park.
Does she go to Kaminsky Park? It's the White Sox, right?
Yeah, she goes to, which I think is not called Kaminsky Park anymore.
Yeah.
And she finds.
It's called like the Fleet Credit Arena or something like that. Yeah.
It's called Crypto Stadium, Chicago.
Bitcoin baseball field.
Welcome
to Dogecoin, yeah. Dogecoin ballpark.
And she finds Cameron Diaz in the ladies' room. And there's a lot of women in there.
Tons of women.
I've never been into a women's restroom in any establishment other than Don Pablo's in Minnesota when I worked there and I had to clean the bathrooms.
Oh, yeah.
But that was pretty packed.
That one was very packed with a lot of different women who most of them were not using the restroom, which maybe they were waiting in line.
Yeah.
Which tends to happen at public events with female restrooms from what I'm familiar with.
They get in a little fight.
Yeah.
And finally, Julia Roberts is like, I lost. He chose you, which first problem with this movie. And we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
And then they do the wedding and live happily ever after. And then Julia Roberts' gay friend comes and dances with her.
Yeah. That's how it ends.
That's the end of the movie.
Yep. There we go. And
that's it.
Yeah, totally. And then, there's no like denouement. How we've talked about, there's no like 2 months afterward.
Yeah.
Where her and the gay friend are sitting back in New York.
Yeah.
And her and George is like, so how are things with Anthony? And you find out that she's like found new love. There's none of that. It just ends at the wedding, which is fine. You know, like
if you're going to choose that ending, I want to see her banging Paul Giamatti. I want to see them ripping through Marlboro Reds, just going crazy
in a room at that hotel where he's like,
yeah,
well, I guess not only did we find the smoking room,
we
made the room smoking. Yeah. And,
this
then they, and then they just like, yeah, this like too
fucking on a bellhop, like little.
Oh, on a cart?
On a cart.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, just
she's got the hat on and nothing else.
Passing back and forth out of frame, like risky business. Him just hitting a bell. Like, that's how the movie should have ended.
Yeah.
I feel.
Absolutely. I think that we should have gotten the two of them together and not, we don't have to pretend we had a little technical difficulty.
Yeah.
The last thing that happened is we were talking about
be nice.
Come on. It happens. Listen, we live in a digital age.
Mm-hmm.
Things kind of mess up sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Had we not said anything, our editing is so good on this podcast. You would have never known.
Yeah. Or we could have lied about our technical difficulty.
Totally.
And made you feel bad for us having technical
difficulties. That is true. We could be like,
package that story together and sell it as a shitty movie called My Best Friend's Podcast.
So this is where we get to how you actually felt about the movie. Cause now we've done the recap.
Yeah.
And you said, as we were finishing it, you were like,
what are the boxes? Like that's not a romantic comedy. I mean, there was some romance to it.
Yeah.
But that was just like a shitty person being a shitty person with no repercussions comedy.
Yeah. I mean.
Right?
Yeah. I think that the romance that was happening was the will they, won't they.
Okay.
But the will they won't they existed mostly in her head.
Yeah.
And George, the friend, knew that it was there. George wins the Gold Star Award of this movie if ever.
Yeah. That last phone call at the end.
Yes.
That guy fucking owns.
He's the best.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you're right. It is less. I was like, I don't want to be a bummer, but as I watched it, I was like, this is less of a romantic comedy and more of just a movie about selfish deception. Yeah. You know,
I would listen if you love this movie. I've also been away from this movie for like all of 12 minutes, so I haven't really had a ton of time to unpack. Unpack it.
Yeah,
but it's like you have a woman from New York show up because one of her good guy friends is getting married. She then spends several days doing like the most horrible, shitty, awful, underhanded stuff.
Oh, I mean, like tries to get him gets him fired
from Sport,
an amazing magazine.
Yeah,
you know what they cover? They don't just cover baseball.
No,
they don't just cover hockey.
Not even the exotic shit like cricket.
No, yeah, they don't just cover that. They don't, and they don't, they also don't just cover things that you're like, is it a game or is it a sport? Yeah. Like golf or skin diving
or chess.
Yeah, there you go.
Or grouse hunting.
Yeah. You know what they cover? Sport.
All of it. They even cover that uncle of yours that's like, hey, Sport.
Yeah, he's covered. Every week he gets an op-ed. Every issue. It's a weekly. Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, she gets him fired. She's doing crazy stuff.
Yeah. And then at the end, when they're like working it out, she's like, I lost. Ha ha. And Cameron Diaz is just like, I love you. It's like, what happened to the spirit of how shitty of a person Julia Roberts was for multiple days?
I also feel like, I mean, I agree with you. And I also think when Julia Roberts stood up to give her speech, don't you think there was someone at the wedding that was like, what is this insane person still doing here?
How
do they not even just shake hands and be like, you know what? I do love you. You can't be here.
Yeah.
You got to go back home.
I had a buddy who we talked about while watching this wedding. I won't name names, but he shared a relationship with an actor in this wedding, the little brother.
Oh yeah.
And, they dated the same person.
Yep.
And he's a wedding photographer.
And the guy who's the friend of your friend in this movie.
Yeah. And
our friend.
So he's been to like hundreds of weddings, probably thousands at this point. And I was like talking to him once about like, what is the best man or bridesmaids or like maid of honor speech you've ever heard? And he's like, here's the deal. All those speeches are about the person talking, never about the couple.
Yeah, totally.
It's just like, I had the greatest memory with you. I was going through something rough and you wrote me a sweet card. And it's like, no one like shares like about the specific couple and wishing them well. And
right.
Like, you two are great. It's always like, this is how you plug into my life.
Right.
And Julia Roberts does the same shit. Where she's like, I had a dream about a crazy person.
Yeah, talking about herself.
Yeah, and now the world is right. And it's like, man. And then in her speech, she's like, I also didn't get you a wedding gift.
Yeah.
And if you've ever gotten married, you want wedding gifts.
True. You don't want someone to re-gift their song, their best friend song, which, by the way, your new husband sang that to this woman who's now speaking. Like gently into her ear going down the Chicago River the other day.
Dude. And then on top of it, like, just, you know what? If you don't have a wedding gift idea, just stuff some cash in an envelope. That will make anyone very happy. Bed Bath & Beyond, another option. Gift cards.
Yeah. Box of cash. That was on Seinfeld.
Yeah.
It was like box of cash.
Yeah.
Don't Is just it weird?
Like, yeah.
I mean,
you could have gone to an ATM, you know?
Well, totally.
You stole that French bread truck.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You could have at least returned the truck with a wad of cash. I think people look down on a thing of cash, like an envelope of cash, because they think it's low class. But that is what people want for their wedding.
No one who's ever gotten a wedding present was upset by a bunch of cash.
No, they're probably more upset. They're, you've gone through this, so I'll let you answer, but it seems like you'd be more upset about some off the registry kitchen gadget.
The worst wedding gift you can get someone is like a piece of like ceramic art that you found in your city. Like you went to like a cool art show and there's like a plum colored bowl that it's huge. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, oh, I think it's so you. Nobody wants that. No one. That is the worst thing you can do. That is worse than not giving someone a wedding present.
Yeah.
I'm just going to put that out there. Because half the shit you get in a wedding, you return.
Yeah.
And then you buy pillows with it or like another, I don't know, comforter because your son throws up on it.
Well, in essence, I think the wedding gift is the modern ritual of maybe a dowry.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not a dowry, but like a dowry would have been, a dowry was the bride's family paying the husband. It's the two families coming together. Mm-hmm. And it's saying it's two families coming together,
yeah,
making a financial bond and you know, trying to better each other's families, right, which is old world. And we don't really do that anymore.
Yeah.
But this would be the thing of, this is setting your friends up for a good life. And it's, and so why don't you want to, you would want to give them choice through money or gift cards, you know?
And the fact that she just does that, she spends weeks trying to tear them apart, or a weekend maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
She then like admits to being a shitty person. And the only thing that she failed at is losing because the guy chose Cameron Diaz.
Yeah.
Then she gives a really self-indulgent wedding speech. And on top of that is like, I didn't get you a gift. Like, I'm sorry, Julia Roberts, you're out of here. You're out.
And then on top of this, even though I like him, best character in the movie, on top of this, then she brings a plus one. Uninvited plus one. Come into the wedding, which you would know, you had a nice wedding. That's some money, right?
Yes.
Every guest is what? Like 120? It depends on what your budget
is. You're paying a couple hundred bucks per guest. Plus, like, we had a seating chart.
Yeah.
And you're just like, you have like your second cousin who you really want to invite that you can invite. And if some friend from New York just shows up randomly at the wedding, like, there's going to be seating problems. There's not enough cake sliced.
Yeah.
Like,
also, at this point, you're like, is that friend gay or not?
Yeah.
I thought he was. You were engaged. You said he's not, but he likes to act gay. Now he's here. I'm just confused. I don't care what I just want to know the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the way this does play into rom-coms, though, is that emotionality is valued over the reality of what's happening.
Yeah, I get that. Like, I didn't know how this was going to end. So there was
I had no idea. I thought that I wasn't sure. For a moment, I was like, maybe they'll get together.
And we both gasped when Cameron Diaz saw them kissing. Like, that was a good little twist.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was like some fun. There was like a lot of good fun in this movie, but I don't know. Something of it just didn't feel like a romantic comedy. I don't know. And I am most likely wrong. So there are a lot of people listening to this that are like, John, you're just an idiot. I realize that. But it doesn't feel true to form to me.
Yeah. I guess, you know, we talk about this, but like when you go true to form, I think the North Star is like when Harry met Sally.
Sure.
And we also said, you know, we're going to go off the map a little bit, but I would say the North Star is something like when Harry met Sally.
Sure.
And they do end up together in the end.
Yeah.
There is a lot of will they, won't they back and forth. This seems like there's way more hijinks. It is based on love and relationships, which would be the rom.
Yeah.
There's a lot of hijinks, which would be the com. So you know, I don't know. Maybe
you just—it is a rom-com.
By the proof of what I just invented, it is a rom-com.
The Corey Cavan litmus test. Is there rom? Like, I'm thinking of a movie. He's part of the Geek Squad.
Okay.
He works on CD-ROMs.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He also is a communications director at his community college.
Yep.
CD-ROMs Communications. Is that a rom-com?
That is a rom-com, but it's a different kind of rom-com. Okay. That's more of a technology information movie.
Okay.
The Net, starring Sandra Bullock, that would be the same kind of rom-com.
Okay, but his boss at Best Buy is Shakira.
Okay.
She is in the country learning how to set up a Best Buy to bring back to her country.
Yep. Is he attracted to her?
Very much so.
But he can't say anything because she's his boss.
She's his boss.
And also he's very nervous.
She's very focused on learning how to incorporate a Best Buy corporate location into her country.
Yeah. She's focused on the CD-ROM. So the ROM is revolving around the ROM. Mm-hmm.
So that's a rom-com.
Or a rom-com-com, you know? So once you introduce Shakira into it, you get the double ROM. There's tons of hijinks. Like they go and do karaoke, or they go to a dance contest and he doesn't want to dance. And then she gets
She's all like corporate and stiff.
Totally.
And stiff. And then like her hips start not lying.
Yep. Totally.
There's like some Spanish to English translation problems.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. That's the com.
What's that movie called?
It's called Geek My Best Frog? Buy's Wedding. That's what it's called. Starring Shakira.
Starring Shakira and who plays Paul Giamatti?
Paul Giamatti. It's actually the character from this movie. They spin off the bellboy.
Oh man.
They spin off the bellhop. He gets a job at a Best Buy in Evanston, Illinois.
Yeah.
Right outside
right
there, of the city.
Right at the Old Orchard Shopping Center.
There you go.
41.
Yep, totally.
It's 94 at that point.
Yeah, yeah. And it's the sequel to this. It's My Best Buy's Wedding.
Oh, yeah, you hear that? You hear that, Hollywood? We got hats on and we're writing bangers over here.
Hey, we wear multiple hats. We do a podcast and we also wear these hats and we also write rom-coms off the top of our heads. That's what it is. So yeah, I think that it is a rom-com by those standards. However, I agree with you. Didn't really feel the romance. Felt way more betrayal.
I was just mad at her the whole time.
Yeah, totally. She's like, it's hard to suspend reality it's hard to suspend reality and just say, it's a movie. Just go with it. But as it's happening, I'm thinking of your wedding. And I'm like, if there was someone there doing this,
dude.
And Katie, who, yes, personal relationship, so I'm definitely on Katie's side. Mm-hmm. But I'm like,
no, don't be on Katie's side.
Okay. I won't be on Katie's side. Whose side am I on then?
You're the George character.
Oh, I'm the George character. Yeah. Okay. So my really good friend, let's call her Mules, not Jules, but Mules.
Mules. Mules. It's Mules. Ferris Bueller. Sarah Bueller.
Sarah Bueller. Ferris Bueller's sister. Yeah. Sarah Bueller coming to break up your wedding because she's madly in love with you.
But I'm also flirting heavily with Mules.
Oh, I mean, you're like, hey, Katie, you got to go.
Trumpet McStormy was not. He was not.
He's smoldering the whole time.
He is smoldering the whole time.
Looking at Jules.
Yeah, he's dripping.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Is that a phrase that people use?
He's got the drip. But I'd say he's also.
What does that mean?
I mean, the drip is like that he's like dripped out. Like he's the drip is like your like clothing. Like when you're just like, you got a chain on.
He's got that.
Check out the drip. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Water break.
Let's both do it at the same time. Ready? If this is the reason, why, well, this one's a free episode. So this is on YouTube, but this is why subscribe to us on YouTube. Cause you'll get to see stuff like this.
Yeah. Here we go. That's normally when Kevin would be talking.
Yeah, totally.
Thank goodness he's gone.
That's Kevin. That's Kevin out in space right now. I always hit the wrong one. I always mean to hit this. So we're back. Mules is there at the wedding. Yeah. I'm on the phone with Mules. I'm like, Mules, just tell John you love him. And then, Mules trying to break it up. I can't imagine that people are going to want to keep Mules around at your wedding.
No. Afterward.
Like everyone would be like, even if you're like going heavy on the hangouts with Mules, a lot of handsiness with Mules.
Yeah.
He touched Julia Roberts a lot.
Yeah.
They're trying to build up the romance.
Yeah, I just think like Cameron Diaz, here is a scene that would have made me feel a little bit better.
Okay.
They're in Comiskey Park. Is it U.S. Cellular now? I don't know.
Is it Cricket Wireless Arena?
Or is that's another place. Where the Mets play. Anyway.
No, that's Citi Field.
All right. So they're at U.S. Cellular, which I think is the name of the field. They're in the bathrooms.
Okay.
They're starting to get in a little fight. There's a couple strong looking women there.
Okay.
Right? In this scene. Yep. They're like starting to take Cameron Diaz aside. Cameron Diaz gets really bad, really mad. Mm-hmm. A group of women grab Julia Roberts. Mm-hmm. They kick open the door and they jam her head in the toilet to drown her to death.
Love that.
And Cameron Diaz is screaming at her. She's like, "You did this. You got my husband or my fiance fired from sport. You infiltrated my family. You are a piece of shit." And she just like rails into her.
Love it.
Julia Roberts is about to die. Mm-hmm. And says like, "I'm sorry. I'm sorry." She flops to the ground. There's like piss water dripping down her face. Her mascara is all stained. She starts talking. One of those women takes like a $17 beer and just throws it at her head.
Nice.
She's got mustard on her nose. Uh-huh. And she's like crying and she's like, "I'm so sorry." And then Cameron Diaz is like, "I forgive you." That still wouldn't have forgiven the fact that she didn't buy a wedding present and gave a speech. It would have made me feel a little bit better about all the shitty things that she did to Cameron Diaz.
Yeah. Cause there's vengeance and justice that happens there.
Justice.
There's vengeance and justice that happens there.
I need a little of that just in my movies.
Yeah.
Now, real life, I don't want anyone to get a swirly in a
of course not.
Major
almost die.
Yeah, I don't want
be drowned in a toilet.
I don't want anyone to get a swirly in a professional baseball stadium.
No, not at all.
That
except the opposing team's pitcher. Always.
Except for the hey bada bada bada.
Do you think if that would have happened to her and then it was like debt is paid, justice has been served, would she still have given a speech at the wedding? Or do you think she would have just been like put in her place too hard?
I don't know. I just don't know why. Maybe they're just trying to say Cameron Diaz is like that good of a person.
Yeah.
But like at that point, you're just getting like walked over.
I mean, I will say Cameron Diaz to me is not redeemed in this movie in the way that she comes off as not only like weak, but she's kind of a flat character.
Yeah.
Like you're kind of almost like he, you know, like ding dong McSwirls, mm-hmm, says, you know, "Maybe you were right for me trying to marry someone that I don't even know."
Yeah.
And then by the end, I was like, I don't really get why he is super sold on her, because now he seems like he doesn't know her.
Right.
And there's nothing that she's doing, you know, besides, you know, just getting like the constant short end of the stick.
Right.
There's nothing she's doing to really show me like, yeah, it makes sense that he's going for this girl, except that her family's massively rich.
Yeah.
With a sport and he works for sport.
Yeah.
So there is that.
Does her family own the White Sox?
I think her family owns the White Sox. Yeah.
There would have also been a lot more professional athletes at that wedding than we saw. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah.
There was no professional athletes. And weren't the White Sox playing the day of the wedding? I guarantee you they have baseball schedules years ahead of time.
Yeah.
They would have planned the wedding on a day when the White Sox were not playing.
Yeah. And they would have been playing at a guaranteed rate field.
Is that really what it's called right now?
It's called Guaranteed Rate Field.
No, it's not.
This article is about Comiskey Park. For the current stadium formerly carried this name, see Guaranteed Rate Field. That's what Wikipedia says. Dude, the corporatization of things has just...
Was it once called U.S. Cellular? What was it called before?
U.S. Cellular purchased it for the purchase of naming rights. It's a 13-year deal called Guaranteed Rate Field.
What's guaranteed? Is that a... I've never even heard of
it. Like it's a mortgage company.
Oh.
It's like we guarantee your mortgage rate. You know?
Oh my gosh. Dude,
ladies and gentlemen, we're here.
They need to make a sequel to this movie just so they can talk about Guaranteed Rate Field.
Oh, my best friends renew their vows.
Yeah.
And then they do it at guaranteed rate field.
So what's happening with Droopy McSturgis and Cameron Diaz's character? Where are they
now?
Yeah, where are they 15 years from now?
Kids?
How many?
3.
Okay.
3 kids. Mm-hmm. I think they're...
So she's almost... Because she was, what, 19?
She was 20.
So she's
35. 20
years ago?
Yeah, so she's...
15 years ago?
The movie came out late 90s.
Okay, so she's like 40, in her early 40s.
Yeah, and so then she's in her early 40s. He's in his like early 50s because he was 28.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so...
So they probably have... They probably have...
House in the Hamps.
Couple teenagers.
Yeah, couple teenagers, house in the Hamps, private schools.
If you're the family that owns the team that plays a guaranteed rate field...
You have a house in the Hamps, for sure.
Even if you live in Chicago, you have a house in the Hamps?
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure. It's the same crowd.
Okay.
And they all know each other because they all went to the same college.
Okay, so, cool.
Yeah. She, her and all her friends vacation in the Hamps.
Okay.
They got a house in Beaver Creek for winters, sure. For skiing.
Totally.
And then, you know, they're just living a life of leisure.
Yeah. He probably works. I bet he at some point did give up the sport job to go into the family business. Mm-hmm. Probably, even if he's writing.
He's a bad boy.
He's a total bad boy.
No, he's a bat boy.
Oh, a bat boy. I thought he said a bad boy. I was like, I'll go with it.
No, he's not riding a Harley. He's sitting in the dugout retrieving bats after Frank Thomas juices a homer.
Yeah, sticking donuts on him, weighting him down so people could swing him in the batter circle. Totally. He's doing that.
Dude, he's just like...
53-year-old bat boy.
Yeah, he's just sitting there. My favorite part about baseball umps is they're wearing the full uniform.
Uh-huh.
It's like one of the only sports where the manager of the team is dressed just like the players. Like, could you imagine Bill Belichick just wearing shoulder pads and like a helmet? I feel like this is a joke that's been done before, but
yeah,
you know, Phil Jackson sitting with like basketball shorts on the side of the totally. Anyway. You know, he's wearing his baseball outfit.
Dude, I never thought of that.
Yeah.
It's so true.
You have like some old ass crusty dude managing a baseball team who's wearing like knickers.
Like, and, like, give him the dignity to put on a suit.
Yeah, no.
No, he's got to dress like a Babe Ruth.
Yeah.
Or a professional baseball player.
They're literally dressed like old school baseball players.
Oh my gosh. That's so true.
Okay.
Yeah, they're doing that. I think at this point they've settled into the like rich life. And I think that, you know, they probably have had, like any marriage. I think they're still together. I bet they've had some bumps in the road. What do you think their relationship with Jules is?
I don't think Cameron Diaz's character knew who she was, what she wanted. I think she is currently fucking the tennis pro on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Yeah. She is deeply unhappy in her marriage.
Wow. Keep going.
And she is banging the kids' tennis coach, maybe their swim instructor.
Mm-hmm.
She is certainly performed fellatio on a couple different caterers at parties that she's had.
Okay. And Dilrod McSnorkel's a 53-year-old bat boy.
Yeah, he's just like, he's like on his friend's yachts, and coked out of his mind half the time.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, they're very.
Do you think he's fooling around?
Yeah,
totally. And do you think he has exchanged drunken late night calls to Jules?
They've had sex for sure.
Okay.
Don't you think so?
Yeah, because in the second part, we totally forgot to mention this, but. In the last episode, we talked about it. Like in the second part, she says something before the jig is up. She says, you know, oh yeah. And when we have our affair 10 years into the marriage, she makes a joke about it. So that's totally happened.
Yeah. And like Cameron Diaz's character, like, and they're, hey, I think it's kind of like they're like mutually unsatisfied and they're just like, you go do your thing. I go do my thing. I think Julia Roberts' character and him are like having this like long standing affair.
Yep.
And, you know, I think she's probably not friends with George anymore. I think he kind of gave up on her.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that.
And he's like, you know, doing his thing. I think he's like very accomplished. George is crushing it right now.
Totally.
Yeah.
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 You think George ever finds love?
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. Good.
That bookstore, that book reading he was at.
Like that.
Strand.
Yeah.
Where it was.
It was like Strand or it was at like Housing Works bookstore or something like that.
He met his partner there and they're like wildly happy.
Totally.
Yeah. They vacation all over the world.
Yeah, yeah. Totally. They probably volunteer.
I think he probably writes children's books that are incredibly successful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's the way it ended.
Yeah. Totally. And I mean, that's my take
on my best friend's wedding. I would accept that completely. I think if you were to revisit the sequel now, that's what would happen. But Julia Roberts, do you think Jules ever partnered up? Do you think she got married and got divorced? You think she got married and is still with someone? But
I'm going to say something that might strike a few nerves.
Cool.
I don't think you can act as crazy as and psychotic as she did for mm-hmm. the duration that she did.
Mm-hmm.
And unless she goes through some heavy therapy and deals with some demons that she has inside of her, I hope she did.
Yeah.
I don't think you can be in a committed relationship if you don't deal with some of those underlying issues.
Yeah.
What she did was, and that's the sin with this movie is like, they just laugh it off. It's just like, har, har, har.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like, she did some serious, crazy shit.
Totally. I mean,
like, destructive, harmful stuff.
Yeah.
She didn't even get a swirly for it.
No, not at all. God, I would have loved for that to happen.
I don't know. Yeah. What do you think?
What do I think of where they are? What do I think about, like, if she ended up with someone?
Yeah.
I think in order for her to be healthy, mm-hmm. she would have had to really come back to New York and not just go back to her food critic job and still be texting him, you know, and then she'd probably be on a text with Cameron, you know, but she's always going to go back to just the text with him.
Like,
but I don't think she can go back.
Why don't they just open it up? Why don't they just throuple it?
I mean, maybe they try to later, mm-hmm. but by that time, I think Cameron and
it's like one of the things where the first night they all hook up, Cameron gets sidelined and she gets insecure about it.
Totally. Yeah. Or she becomes like a total wine mom and falls asleep. And then they like sneak off to the beach together. And then she wakes up and then they come back and she's drinking alone and she's mad. Like I could see she's so nice in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she's the hero, but she is like really nice and put upon that. You're right. Like later.
Who is the hero then?
George. Yeah. George is the one who finds a partner and goes
the magical bellhop.
It may be Giamatti. Yeah. Who is the hero? I mean, it's weird. Cause I don't think it's Dermot Mulroney. I don't think it's Michael. Like I think that he,
there were a couple badasses in the women's restroom at Guaranteed Rate Field.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you know those women got there early to get those free guaranteed.
What is the deal with Chicago, like them changing? Like, it's not the Sears Tower anymore either.
Are you serious?
It's the Willis Tower.
Oh, it does the Willis Tower. That's right.
And it's like, I feel like New York hasn't had major land. It's not like.
Yeah, we don't have the Hebrew National State Building. Yeah. Like, it's called the Empire State Building.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not. Yeah. It's not called the, like, Cricket cellular statue. It's the Statue of Liberty.
Exactly.
Like our shit hasn't changed. Chicago, what are you doing?
So wait, Willis is a company that they changed?
I think so. I mean,
I guess the things we have changed in New York is like we change bridges and we change highways.
That's true.
Like the RFK bridge. Is it currently the RFK?
I think it's currently.
Yeah. And it was it the Kosciuszko? Like I think they change bridges.
Yeah.
For the most part, I don't think people care as much.
No, because they always call them their old one.
Chicago, yeah, they always call them their old one. That's true.
Naming thing where every highway has like a name, another nickname.
Oh yeah.
Like there's like the Eisenhower, the Dan Ryan, and like I lived there for a long time. I still had no idea what the hell they were talking about.
Yeah, totally. But you just knew
like traffic on the Eisenhower, and you're like, just tell me what's written on my maps. Like, it doesn't say the Dan
Ryan. If you're trying to get to Guaranteed Rate Field.
Yeah, don't take the Dan Ryan. It's like my Google uses the numbers. Yeah. You can use the numbers,
yeah,
person.
Yeah, totally.
Doing the news.
All right. I don't know who the hero is. Yeah. This one doesn't sit as well with me. Like, I guess my thing is, like, I agree with you. I think she'd have to do some pretty massive therapy. And I think she would have to healthily cut out Dermot from her life for a little bit, cut out Michael, and just be like, and not even as a thing where it's like, I can't deal with you. But like, I think she would have to find a way to grieve the loss of this friend that she loved.
Yeah.
Who she said 5 hours before the wedding, I'm asking you to pick me. That's the thing. Pick me, please pick me. Like, that's insane.
Yeah.
It's one thing to be like, I have to tell you this, and I know this is going to be hard. I love you. I've been in love with you for 9 years. I was too scared to bring it up. Yeah. And I know this is terrible timing, but I just have to get that off my chest. But then to be like, and I'm asking you to do that right away. Oh yeah. Yeah, of course.
Or like the moment he's like, I'm engaged, you like fly out there to see him and you're like, I need to talk to you.
Yeah. And you take off a trench coat. You have the sexiest lingerie on. You're like, listen, I got to tell you something.
And you're just like, this is how I feel. And you need to know it.
Yeah.
Right now, but you don't try to like, you don't break into her dad's office.
No.
Try to get him fired. Like,
but that's the calm. The hijinks is the calm. Oh, I didn't really find it funny, but
you need the fucking calm.
You gotta have the calm. Mm. Shakira's got the CD-ROM. Communication's got the calm. That's the rom-com. All right.
Legitimately a good movie. Best Guy's Wedding.
Best Buy's Wedding. Dude. My Best Buy's Wedding.
So good.
Someone go to our Patreon. Mm-hmm. Listen, you can subscribe to our Patreon. We're doing we did Pretty Woman there. We're doing other movies, but also go there if you want us to write My Best Buy's Wedding.
We thought when we started doing romantic comedies, that one of the things we would do is watch these.
Yep.
Get good at the formula.
Yep.
And then write a romantic comedy. I still think we should do that.
Yeah. I think that would be awesome.
I think we would get like 15 minutes in and like, everyone who's ever done anything artistic or remotely close to artistic, we would have been like, fuck, this is really hard.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there's a thing that like we're on a text thread with a bunch of friends that's our that's like people trying to do projects. Mm-hmm. And like someone shared a thing on there that was like, when you're trying to do a creative thing, like the stages. Yeah. The stages are like, this is awesome, this is hard, this sucks.
Yeah.
I suck. Mm-hmm. Maybe this will work.
Yeah.
I think this is okay.
This is awesome.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
And so it's like a reverse bell curve.
Yeah.
So I think we would totally do that. I think like once we get into writing My Best Buy's Wedding, we would be like, we would get to a point where we'd be like, what is the point of this? And wait, hold on. Where do we put, what's this with the side care? Why are we even doing that? Yeah. What's the motivation?
Yeah.
But I think we'd eventually get through it.
My Best Buy's Wedding has a lot of good potential. It's got Shakira.
Yep.
It's got Best Buy.
Yep.
It's got warranties for large appliances.
Yep.
Which,
we got the Geek Squad. A lot of IP already in the movie. Totally.
Yeah.
We got the Geek Squad. We got who are we going to cast for the guy? Like I originally thought Steve Carell because I was thinking of
40-year-old virgin.
40-year-old virgin. That's what I thought you were talking about. But we don't need Carell. We need somebody else.
Someone a little. That's a good Someone Steve Carell ish.
Yeah.
The new generation Steve Carell. I'm not sure who it is.
Yeah, I'm it could be one of the kids from Stranger Things. How old are those kids?
Dustin from Stranger Things.
Sure. Yeah. Yes. It's Dustin. Is he 18 yet?
I don't know.
Let's get him on it. Let's pitch it. Cause by the time we go into production, he'll probably be 18.
That's true.
And having him and an older Shakira. I mean, then
we're getting some more comms.
Then it becomes How to Catch a Cougar. That's the new com, How to Catch a Cougar. And it's Shakira as the cougar and Dustin. I don't know. Maybe we write a second com. I mean,
we got tons of ideas over here, people.
Yep. All right.
Let's rate this movie.
Okay, let's rate this movie.
On a scale from 1 to 5, I'll go first.
Go for it.
It was a 2.
Yep.
It's going to be... I think I'll never go super low just by the virtue of it being a movie. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of work that goes into a movie. There's a lot of money that was made from this movie. Mm-hmm. There's fun characters. There's mm-hmm. good music. There's good scene. Like, so, you know, a movie is always going to set a higher bar than I think an episode of TV show.
Yeah.
But I didn't love the characters. The premise was like pretty interesting and different. I love Paul Giamatti in it. Yeah. So like not my favorite, definitely my least favorite rom-com we've seen, but, I'd probably watch it again right now if you wanted to.
Yeah. Well, how would you compare it to Big Fat Greek? You like this or that better?
I like my Big Fat Greek slightly better, but my Big Fat Greek, this one didn't feel super dated, where my Big Fat Greek felt a little more dated.
It feels very dated compared to this. This feels like it's in the pocket of where it needs to be.
Yeah.
I'm giving it a 2 also.
Nice.
I mean, I agree. Not like not worth tons of hate. It engrossed a lot of money. So I get it. I get that it's a big vehicle, but I just kind of feel like at the end of You've Got Mail, I was just like, man. Mm-hmm. And there's some stuff we talked about in You Got Mail where some people have problems with like the way Joe Fox is acting. But at the end, I was like, that's a good movie.
Yeah.
At the end of Clueless, even though Clueless, the rom and the com, it's a little more of a teen movie. Yeah. But still, at the end of Clueless, it was a great movie.
Pretty Woman?
Pretty Woman. I was talking to some people at work about this. I was telling them we're watching Pretty Woman. Pretty Woman, a film.
That movie slams. Like,
it's so
that
good.
That movie is
like
dripping.
Well done. It's drip. It's got the drip. Yeah. It's wearing the drip. Yeah, Pretty Woman. Phenomenal.
I just think when we look back at, and some of this might be because I was talking to Katie about what movies we're seeing, and she was like, oh, I don't love My Best Friend's Wedding.
Yeah.
And she's a huge Rom fan.
And a Rob fan. She's a big Roberts fan.
She just likes anyone named Rob. Rob Kardashian.
Yep.
Rob Reiner.
Yep. Rob Thomas.
Rob Lowe.
Mm-hmm. Also.
She likes robbers, people who steal things from other people.
Robbers.
Yeah.
Also, what was a... not Rob Halford. He's from the band Judas Priest.
But she likes him.
She loves him.
Yeah.
Who's the guy? The Canadian mayor, Rob. The mayor that smoked crack.
Rob Took. Rob A. Rob Hoser. Rob Hoser. I think his name is.
I think he died, and so I don't really want to make fun of him. Okay. But he was a Canadian mayor who was like out of his mind. Rob Ford.
Yeah.
He did. He died in 2016.
She loves Rob Ford.
She's a big Rob Ford fan. Mm-hmm. That's Rob Ford.
Oh, that guy looks like he's related to John Daly.
the golfer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, so like, I think when we look back at the entire omnibus of movies that we've seen, we're going to be like, that one was at the bottom.
Yeah, I think so.
Of those movies.
I think so. As we were just talking about Pretty Woman, I was like, oh, I feel like I'm watching two different actresses.
Yeah.
Like I like her so much in Pretty Woman.
Yeah.
But in this, I was like, I'm not a big fan.
Yeah.
Which maybe that is a testament to her acting.
I just think if you're going to make a movie and if you're going to, I mean, listen, these people know what they're doing. This movie made a shit ton of money.
Totally.
So don't, if you are a producer in Hollywood.
And you want to make My Best Buy's Wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't listen to my advice because you already have it figured out. But like make Julia Roberts' character likable.
Yeah, totally.
You know? Anyway.
Yep.
I'm so glad Kevin wasn't here for this.
Why?
He would have had some shitty hot take that destroyed, like made me like the movie or something. Like
yeah,
that.
Totally. Yeah. He'd be like, no, here's the thing.
Here's the deal. It's actually, I'm Kevin. I jerked off watching this movie and my mom there. That's my Kevin impression.
Yeah, that's a good one.
All right. We love you guys.
Yep.
Thank you so much for listening.
Yep. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for stopping by.
New movies coming soon. Patreon, subscribe to us on YouTube to see us in our hats. Mm-hmm.
And as always, this podcast was, we want to thank our sponsors, Guaranteed Rate. For the best rate on any mortgage, check out Guaranteed Rate.
Guaranteed Rate Bank. Guaranteed Rate Stadium. Guaranteed Rate.
for a guaranteed rate.
Guaranteed rate our podcast 5 stars.
Guaranteed give us a rating. Also, if you want to hold someone's head down in a toilet and teach them a lesson, the bathroom's a guaranteed rate bank.
Yeah,
I mean stadium.
Yeah.
All right.
Later, Taters.
Later, Taters.
The Bradshaw Boys stars Corey Cabin, Kevin James Doyle, and John Sieber. The show is produced by me, Jeremy Balin, and narrated by Katie Sieber. This podcast is part of the Seltzer Kings Network. Check out all their great podcasts at seltzerkings.com. You can find the boys on their socials at The Bradshaw Boys or on their website at thebradshawboys.com. And as always, if you see them in the street, tip your glass. Thanks for listening.